spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Would you ever leave your kids home alone with just the dog to babysit?
Duh. Who does it?
Keep in mind that if you say yes, Child Protective Services might have a very different answer for you.
Oh, well then no.
This is kind of a group of people, I'm going to say, not just one story. But according to a new survey, 12% of parents say they've left a kid 5 or younger alone with a family dog.
Okay, can your dog dial 911? No? Then no.
Have you
unless
met
your
Lassie?
Dog's Lassie. Okay, unless you have Lassie, then you need something else.
Let's see here. And 40% have left a child under 11 with the dog.
Okay, where are these people coming from?
It's all over the place. This is like a giant survey.
This is when I say everyone that has a baby should be required to take a test to see if they should in the first place.
Like a DNA test, you mean?
No, like a competence test.
Oh, like a driver's test or
exactly.
Like anything.
If you're going to procreate, let's make sure that you can handle it because you're not going to be pawning it off on your pet.
Should you be able to get like a C or like one?
Yeah, like
or a B?
It's like a D minus because like you technically passed?
I think a B minus.
Yo.
Wait. You're talking above average. That's
to
pretty...
raise a child?
Yeah.
Yeah, average is what screws people up, man.
Well, what if you're like, you're just sliding in there. You're still doing your best. I mean, like, what if it was something else? Like, what if it was a turtle? Would that be cool? Because, like, dogs can be dangerous. Or a cat.
Does this list or data or whatever you have say that they have other people watching their, other pets watching their kids? Like, does the goldfish watch the kid?
The only thing this thing did for the dummy of the day, it said, would you ever leave your kids home alone with just the dog to babysit?
Just the dog? Yeah, what would be a better babysitter? Would it be the bird? The parrot? Because it could kind of talk?
Okay,
the bird
can
like intruder.
Right.
Probably wants to bite you.
The parrot, for sure, because if the intruder said anything, then they could mimic what he said so the police would know.
Ooh, yeah, it could pick it up. Mm-hmm. I feel like cats are kind of like a-holes and they would do
cats
nothing.
Cats are stupid.
They're like, meow, take everything. Meow, I don't care.
Yeah, and like what kind of dog are you leaving in charge of your kids also? I mean, because God knows it's not like a Jack Russell Terrier or something because those are idiots. So it's got to be some kind of like Labrador or Golden Retriever.
You got to have a Chihuahua or like a wiener dog, my buddy.
A Chihuahua is not going to save you.
Oh my God, have you met them? They're the devil.
What?
They are, no offense to people that own Chihuahuas or like little wiener dogs.
Oh, you're saying they wouldn't be good.
No, they would be good. They will attack anybody that comes up in that household. My buddy Adam, he's got his dog Ozzy. I love him. He's the coolest little wiener dog in the world.
Ozzy.
He's got like 4 teeth left. He's so old.
Ew.
And his breath smells like butthole.
Ew.
But he is a guard dog for sure. He's very loyal. But you come in there, he will nip at you. It may not like draw blood. Well, actually, it has before. But I'm just saying that's a possibility. All right, continuing on. Dozens of people in South Korea are facing charges after they were caught smuggling gold bars in from China last month by hiding them inside their groinal areas.
Ugh.
So,
bars in the groinal area?
That's what it says. 24 karat magic, Bruno Mars style, I guess.
Oh, boy.
The price of gold is a lot higher in South Korea than in China, so that's why people are doing it. 51 people in total were involved, including men and women. The guy smuggled about 2.5 pounds per trip. That's a lot to put in the groin area.
How'd they find it?
I don't know. The woman carried a little bit less. According to police, it went on for about 2 years, so they took a while to catch them.
Wow.
It's the biggest smuggling operation they ever uncovered in South Korea. I guess they didn't actually catch them with the gold in their groin region area. Like they didn't say, that feels weird. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a gold bar in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me?
Right.
I think they just caught all the gold there and they confessed like, yeah, we've been doing it this way. But that's still a lot though. Would you guys ever smuggle anything? Like even if it was legal?
I've smuggled like snacks and wine and stuff into the movie theater.
How'd you do that? Was that in your groinal area or how'd you get it in?
I just put it in my purse.
And nobody checked?
No.
I've been able to put stuff before I could put it under like my moob, like just lift it up and tuck.
Oh my gosh,
what are you
that sounds like
under
something
there?
Peter Griffin would do.
Like a Snickers bar or something.
No way, really?
Not a king size, that would look weird, but I mean, I might be tucking right now for all you know.
Hey, let me get one of them Snicker bars under your move.
Hungry? Why wait? And your final dummy of the day story. I don't know if it's that big of a deal. Like, I'm all about treating animals correctly. I don't think I would charge these guys, but it is kind of stupid. See what you guys think. Two South Carolina men were arrested for pouring beer down a baby alligator's throat.
Jeez. That ain't no Gatorade.
The guys took photos of them prying the gator's jaw open while the other poured beer down his throat. The images were first taken on Snapchat, then uploaded to Facebook. They wanted to make sure this got seen. Then they released the gator and watched it as it swam away into a pond. The guys were each charged with harassment of an alligator, so they harassed him.
Oh my gosh.
They have to pay a $300 fine each. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's not good to do, but I'm sure it'll be okay.
You shouldn't get animals high or drunk.
No, right? You should never do it. It is good content, but you should never do that. Never.
Like, what makes you think? Hey, man, why don't you grab one of those Bud Lights and see if we can catch that gator and pry his mouth open?
Okay, when I first saw the picture, I guess I looked at it the wrong way, but I was under the impression that they were pouring the beer down the alligator's throat, tipping the alligator upside down, and then letting it go back into the man's mouth. So it was like what? It was like two girls, one cup, but like an alligator and a man and beer.
One alligator, one man, and one beer. That is good content.
Two men, one alligator. Oh my God, it's like, do you think they had the gator with like his little short arms? They're like, all right, keg stand time.
Yeah,
I thought they were doing
bird breakfast, like having the alligator be like the funnel. I don't know. I don't know why I thought that, but that's really disturbing.
I know. I think you were kind of right. That it may not have said that in the story I found, but
it looked like that in the picture that they were tipping the alligator above their own mouth. So I thought that's what this was all about, and that grossed me out more, like made me more
like a dragon.
Was the gator's mouth near the guy's mouth? I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe they got the gator drunk or trying to make out with it.
Like they're using the alligator as a shot glass, but that disturbed me more because I'm grossed out by the idea of like swallowing something that was in an alligator inside his mouth. You know what I mean? Than like getting an alligator drunk, and maybe that makes me a bad person. But
you're a terrible person. How dare you judge that gator?
Ew.
Been through enough. RadioNowIndy.com. You can go there. I'm going to post the dummy of the day up a little bit, and I'll actually find those photos. I'll put them on there too. Just click on the Joe and Alex show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
There were some big revelations on Team Mom OG last night. Macy Bookout. It's something that everyone that's watched that show since the beginning has suspected, that Ryan Edwards was on drugs. But no one would ever talk about it.
Don't you have to be on that show? You got to be like, have a bad home life and got to be high.
He never looks people in the eye when he's talking. He just always is like, he just looks super messed up all the time, but nobody ever talks about it. And finally, after years, Macy said last night that Ryan is on drugs. Nobody wants to talk about it. His parents are in denial. Nobody, you know, it's like a taboo thing. Like, they don't want to say it out loud because then it'll come true. But like, he's definitely on drugs. She worries about his safety every night and stuff. So that was a huge thing for Teen Mom OG last night. Harry Styles provided some comfort to a teen who was seriously injured in last week's bombing in Manchester and an Ariana Grande concert. Last Saturday, the teen's school shared a blog post saying Harry Styles called the teen to tell her that he loved her. And then Justin Timberlake and Eminem shared a link on Twitter for a fund to get people to donate to the British Red Cross to help those who were affected by the attack. And according to reports, Eminem and Justin raised nearly $2.3 million in donations. Tiger Woods was arrested early Monday morning for driving under the influence near his home in Jupiter, Florida. He was pulled over after cops saw him driving erratically, and when they pulled him over, the officer smelled weed and alcohol on his breath, and at that point, he became arrogant. Apparently, they asked him to blow into a breathalyzer, but he refused, and in the state of Florida, that means automatic arrest and license suspension. So, that isn't good. Of course, he, like, released a statement saying, like, I'm sorry, there's never an excuse for that type of behavior.
I wonder if that means, like, he obviously can't, yeah. And that's, I think it's the same here, too, when you refuse to, you get your license taken away. But does that mean he can't drive something like a golf cart, for example? I'm dead serious. Because,
well,
like,
for
some
sure.
things you don't need a license for.
And, like, he'd probably get a souped-up golf cart, too. Ryan Seacrest is supposedly furious Katy Perry is getting $25 million to be a judge on American Idol. He's been hosting the hit series since it launched back in 2002 and was getting paid only $10 million a season before Fox canceled the show. And the sources say he's suddenly asking himself, well, why would I even come back for a 16th season at a salary much smaller than that of Katy?
I mean, that's a dramatic thing right there. But actually, Katie had something to say about that.
Swish, swish, bish.
So she's got it for everybody, for Taylor, for Ryan Seacrest. She don't care.
Now, here's something that's just absolutely insane. Bill Cosby is worried that somebody's going to slip something into one of his drinks. This is after 60 other women have accused him of drugging and assaulting them, often with a drug in their drinks. But now insiders say that he's reportedly paranoid somebody is going to do that to him. One source in the Cosby camp said he and his wife are afraid that if he stayed at a hotel, someone will find a way to poison him or put something in his food. Wah, wah, wah. The world's smallest violin for Bill Cosby.
Put it in his pudding.
stop. Snoop Dogg revealed he hung up on Dr. Dre the first time the rapper called him because he thought it was a prank. He said Dre called him right back and told Snoop to be in the studio in the next few days. And that session resulted in several songs being on Dre's 1992 solo album, The Chronic.
That's good stuff. Okay.
Kourtney Kardashian isn't going to allow ex Scott Disick to see their three kids until he gets his act together. He was seen in Cannes getting touchy-feely with several women, and sources say Kourtney is not thrilled. The source adds that he has not seen his kids in weeks, too, because he's been too busy and messed up, and now Kourtney is never going to let them see each other until he shapes up or ships out. That is the garbage.
I wonder if like he's going to ship out. Do you think he's going to ship out?
He always comes around.
Ship out of here first, mate. Swab the, what is it? Swab the deck.
Swab the poop deck.
Clean it up, see? Well, this is kind of cool for you. If you win, you're going to get a pair of tickets to the WWE SummerSlam Heatwave Tour. It's coming here Monday, June 19th at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. But to do that, you've got to correctly guess if I'm going to be able to spell. That's why we call it What the Spell. I might get the word wrong. That's okay. You just have to say, nah, Joe can't spell that. I get it right. That's cool, too. You get three in a row, and you win those tickets. Let's get our first contestant. And by the way, keep on calling in, because this could take a while. 317-239-1009. And when you're calling in, have your radio down. Just listen on your phone. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Nick this morning. Hey, Nick, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Can you spell? Oh, there we go. Sorry. We've been gone for a while. I'd hit all the buttons again. I can't hit the buttons either. We'll do What the Button next. What's up, man?
Not much.
All right, dude.
Starting to work.
All right, good, dude. You just got to correctly guess three times in a row. Alex will give you the word. Then you got to wait and see if I can actually spell it or not. You get to guess, okay?
Okay.
So this is kind of fun. So instead of me just coming up with words, there's actually been a list released this morning that said, here's a look at the most misspelled search words in each state.
Oh.
So I'm going to tell you the word that you have to spell, but also what state it's the number one most misspelled word
from. Like, it's like a fun fact added on there.
And
okay.
What's ridiculous is these are so easy, most of these. Most of them.
All right. Don't,
I'm like,
don't
are you kidding?
Don't word shame me. I get it.
Okay. So let's go ahead and start with North Carolina. The most misspelled word there is angel.
All right, do you think that I'm going to be able to spell this correctly or incorrectly? It doesn't matter. You just have to correctly guess. What do you think, Nick? Am I going to get it right or wrong?
Right.
All right, angel, not angle, because I always mess this one up. Angel. Shorty, yo, my angel. Angel is A-N-G-E-L.
That's correct.
Angel. Hell yeah.
Wow. Woo!
All
good
right.
Job.
What is the next one, Alex?
In South Dakota, the most misspelled word is college.
Something I did not go to. All right, Nick, do you think I can, and you're not going to hurt my feelings. I want you to go with your gut, Nick. Do you think I can spell college, or do you think I cannot spell college?
Well, I think you got this.
All right, college. Now, I'm going to say final answer before you buzz me, Alex, but college, I believe, is C-O-L-L-E-G-E. I'm going to do that one more time in my head. College, C-O-L-L-E-G-E, college, final answer.
That is right.
Oh, my God. This is the best day
this
of my life.
An anomaly. Let me tell you, this has never happened before when we played What the Spell.
Don't give him that word. He'll never get anomaly.
All right, so you have to just get this one right, and then you win, right?
Correct.
All right.
Say the word, and Nick has to guess if I'll get it right or wrong.
Now, this is way too perfect. Way too perfect.
Just don't give me an Indianapolis.
Okay, hold on. Let me just conspire with producer MYK because I want to go with, obviously, we haven't said what Indiana's most misspelled word is, but there's also one of our favorite things to hear you say is
uh-oh,
the most.
Is it Louisiana?
It is Louisiana. I'm torn between should we go with Indiana's or should we go with Louisiana's because we love hearing you say Louisiana's word.
It's your guys.
Can you guess what Louisiana's is? What word do we love to hear you say on the show?
Well, there's a lot of them, and you guys are wrong. But the one that you give me a lot lately is the word draft.
Yep.
Yeah, that one.
That's it. So, should we have him do Indiana or Louisiana?
Louisiana for sure.
All right. Spell the word giraffe.
Nick, you're not going to hurt my feelings, and I really am going to try. Do you think I can spell giraffe, or do you think I can't spell giraffe?
I'm going to go with you can.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whoa,
that's
Nick
risky.
Has a lot of faith in
considering
you
can't even say it right.
Gosh, this makes me feel nervous now. Giraffe. G, and I get to say final answer, so don't buzz me if I'm wrong. I got to make my decision. Giraffe. I can't do this if you guys are going to laugh at me.
Sorry. You put a T.
She turned her mics off.
Giraffe. G I R A F F E. Hold on, I think that's giraffe. Giraffe. G I R A F F E. Final answer, giraffe.
That is correct.
Can we buzz him? Can we buzz him on pronunciation?
Yeah, let's please. That was not that was not okay.
Dude, Nick, thanks for having confidence in me when I didn't have it this morning. I appreciate
I got you.
Hey, congratulations. You just won a pair of tickets to the WWE SummerSlam Heatwave Tour. That's going on Monday, June 19th at Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Hang on, and producer MYK will get all of your information. We can do it real quick. You want to give us Indiana's?
Yeah, I was going to. So the most misspelled word in Indiana is hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
I know you can't spell
could
that.
Could you do it, Joe?
I could try to. Let me tap into to the Lord, my Savior.
Just for fun.
I really miss going to church on Sunday because I was at the snake pit. Some of you people at Snake Pit need Jesus, by the way, after what I saw.
It was Heathen Central.
Yeah, look, they were all possessed, dancing and muddy. Hallelujah. Final answer in a second. Hallelujah. H-A-L-L-E-U-I-J-H. Hallelujah. Final answer.
I don't know what you just spelled, but it wasn't hallelujah.
How the heck do you spell hallelujah?
H-A-L-L-E-L-U-J-H-A-H.
Would you have been able to spell that?
Yes.
L-U-J-A-H. Said one too many H's, Alex.
No, when I was talking, I said it wrong.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, okay.
I started wrong.
So did I. Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Good morning. And if you're alive after the Indy 500 Snake Pit, then hey, you're just like us because I'm surprised we made it. It was our first time ever, Alex, and you've got to do some cool events. What did you think about it? What's your takeaway from this weekend?
Well, I moved here from Derby City. I moved here from Louisville, Kentucky. So I've been to the Kentucky Derby like 4 times. And this was, I mean, they're totally different because, one, you get trash while you're super dressed up and in high heels all day.
You're classy trashy.
Yeah, you're classy trashy, and at the Indy 500, you're just trashy. And I totally preferred the Indy 500. I had an absolute blast. I thought it was way more interesting seeing cars race than it is seeing horses, and that's just me, and I know all my Louisville friends are, like, so offended by that, but oh my gosh, I loved it. And what's crazy is, am I the only one, or there's got to be other people too? But all day yesterday, I felt like depressed. It was like this intense, sad feeling that it was over. Like I was
genuinely, a huge buildup for sure.
I was genuinely like sad that it was over, and I'm gonna have to wait a whole another year for the Indy 500. Like I loved it that much. Like I want to go forever. And you know, one day if I'm not living here several years from now, I want to like make it a point to come back just for that. Like that's how much I loved it.
It was incredible.
You know that we never talked about this the weeks leading up to the race. Did you know that the viewing area in the city, that they have a blackout. You can't watch the race on television while it's on live. I had no idea about that.
I didn't know that. I've heard of blackouts for different reasons before, but I didn't know they do that. That's kind of crappy. I mean, because they had great attendance at this year's Indy 500.
I never heard that because I was assuming that people that didn't get to make it were watching on TV, and then I saw that they don't get to see it till way later after the race is over. And I thought that was really unfair because they said that they want to like basically punish the people that live around here, like buy the tickets or you're not going to get to watch it, which I think is really awful because there could be disabled people or if you're sick or whatever that can't make it to the track.
Hey, I made it with my bum hip. Anybody could have made it, but it was a crazy thing. How about crashes that happened? We just heard the cars racing. We didn't see a lot of them from where we were in the snake pit, but it was intense. Listen to this.
Up the top right there.
And this is the actual commentary from that crash. It was intense.
He impacts the wall. Unfortunately, Scott Dixon is right there up and over the front of the car. Car hits on the top of the wall. We saw him get out, and when we first went to this frame, when we first saw this accident, you heard some roar from the crowd, and that was because they knew that Scott Dixon was okay. Jay Howard was also okay.
Scott Dixon had like the worst racing week ever, I think, between
getting
held
robbed.
Up at Taco Bell and all that. So I was glad to see. Thank God, because when we saw that like on our phones, we're like, he's got to be dead.
I was shaking.
Right?
Yeah. Like that was
dead?
The scariest crash I've ever seen. That really terrified me.
But thank God he's okay. And it was just an incredible race, too. And I'm going to butcher the guy's name, but I definitely want to try to say it. But I should have watched the highlights more. Takuma Sada?
Probably Takuma Sato or something.
Phrase.
No, but it's cool. He made history. He's the first Japanese driver to ever win the Indy 500. And talking about being second place, I can't even talk. I know it's Castroneves, but I can't say his name either. He was second. He's been second so much. Could you imagine one of the biggest races in the world and you're always second place? Hey, want to slow down a little bit?
That would be frustrating. Mind?
And here's some of the crash actual commentary, too. This one's pretty intense.
That was right after the impact, right?
It was. No, actually, that's the guy
from The Bachelorette.
I almost
didn't even make it into the track.
But if you want to see everything that happened, Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Our Snapchat's kind of over now, but that was intense. Producer MYK killed it with that. And
I almost killed all of us. Like, just everyone was so mad at me because on the way to the track, I forgot my media pass to get us in.
Ooh, I almost forgot that.
Yeah.
We had one thing to bring.
We were halfway there, had to turn around.
We were in our Uber, and the first thing we're like, hey, okay, just everybody, that's what we even said it, like a flight announcement, like, make sure that you have your credential to get into the track or you will not be able to enter the arena.
Yeah.
And what do we do like halfway there? Hey, guys, do I need my credential?
5/8 of the way there. We were turning onto the track.
The street, yeah. So thank you, Alex. Yeah, we had a whole year to prepare for that now.
At least I remembered before we actually got there.
And I got to give a big shout out, too. I was getting so much love from my romper. Big shout out to Jess West Costumes. I'm going to put that up on my blog.
We were on a news.
Were we?
We were on the news with your romper, yeah.
Dope. Yo, I'm all about that.
Jess West totally murdered the fashion game. I saw a lot of her work there. Amazing.
For sure. All right, go check it out right now. RadioNowIndy.com. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Xandra. How are you?
Good.
I'm so glad I got through.
Yeah, well, what's going on? What'd you need?
Well, okay, I've been trying all morning because I need your help. I have to find someone I met in the snake pit over the weekend. Like, I feel like if we could do, like, some kind of, like, on-air misconnection type thing, maybe he'll hear it and he'll call in because, like, most of the guys I know listen to the station. Like, everybody I know listens to the station, so I'm thinking he probably does, too.
Oh, okay. Well, we've never, like, done that before.
No, yeah. We've done other connections before, and it's never worked out.
Well, we haven't done, like, a misconnection, like, I've met somebody, and I lost them type of a thing.
So you really want to go down this road?
I mean, might as well.
Okay.
She wants our help. I mean, we can't guarantee anything. Like, we have not had good luck with this before.
We're 0 for 2, Xandra.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm totally willing to take the chance. I totally am willing to take
the chance. Well, then tell us what happened at Snake Pit. What's going on?
Okay.
Yeah, who are you looking for?
Yeah, well, the problem is I don't remember his name.
Okay.
Like, I think it might be James or Josh or something along those lines. So, basically, I was in the snake pit with a group of my friends when Action Bronson was on. And this guy I noticed was right next to me. And he was, like, so hot. He had on shorts, a cowboy hat, huge, like, beautiful blue eyes. And, like, it was just immediate. It was immediate. Like, we locked eyes and started dancing together. Well, I was dancing on him, but whatever. And let me say, I'm pretty sure I felt his cobra, if you know what I mean.
He made his trouser snake rise. Okay.
Yeah. So, like, needless to say, we got a little handsy, and before I knew it, we were making out. Okay? And when the set was done, I remember him picking me up, sweeping me off my feet, taking me to his tent. He told me how hot I was, and that, like, he had to go, and I never got his phone number. It was like a fairy tale. And I swear to God, these feelings are real. Like, I've never met a stranger I connected like this before. Like, I even told my parents about him. Like, he was like a dream.
What, you told your parents about a guy you randomly met in the snake pit? I mean, that's kind of serious.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like, I'm like, I feel crazy saying this, but I genuinely think it could have been love at first sight. Like, genuinely think.
Hey, guys, you're not going to believe this. On line three, guys, there's a guy on line three claiming to be this dude.
No, there's not.
The one whose cobra was risen?
Shut up.
Producer MYK, can you see if he can hang on real quick? I got to play a song, but then we can talk to him next. Is that okay, Xandra?
Oh, my God, yes. I cannot believe this actually freaking worked. I'm sweating.
All right, well, maybe let's not talk about the sweating. All right, we'll be right back on the Joe and Alex Show. Hang on. All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show, and Xandra is on the phone right now with us because she met some guy and fell in love, apparently, in the snake pit over the weekend, which is good news, I guess. She told us all about how they met. They made out. He swept her off her feet. He carried her out of the crowd. But, of course, she didn't get her number. Producer MYK says this guy's on hold right now, and he says he's the guy. So, all right, hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hey, guys, this is Jake.
From, like, State Farm, or?
No, Jake from the Snake Pit.
Okay, Jake the Snake. All right, what's going on, man?
Nothing really. Just listening to Zandra tell her story, and I figured I'd call in because.
Hi, Jake. Oh my God, I was close with the name. I was close with the name. Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you, Zandra. I definitely remember you, but I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't really going to call in, but I figured I heard her telling her story about what she thought happened, and I just felt I had to set the record straight because, I mean, you got to be kidding me, right, Zandra? You know, like, none of that happened the way you said it went down, right?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you saying? What actually happened here?
Not what she thought happened.
Okay, so elaborate.
All right, well, first of all, she was not all there. Like, she was high or drunk or on something. I have no idea. But let's just say she mentally was not in the snake pit, if you know what I mean. Physically, she was there. Mentally, not there.
Okay.
So, like, I'm in there, and I see her look over at me, you know, through the crowd. And, you know, she comes up to me, and she's dancing on me, which is fine. And that part's true. I mean, I'm a guy. I'm not going to stop, you know, someone from dancing on me, you know, as long as it's a female.
Yeah, and, typical. Okay.
Then she got pretty weird, you know. No offense, but you kind of went off the deep end. She just kind of went straight for my shorts, taking off my shorts and stuff. And
whoa.
Yeah, and then she went to kiss me, and I'm like, what? So I dodged it, and then, like, you know, it just, everything was just happening so fast, and, you know, she was just, like, just clinger, you know, just on me like a freaking helicopter, just right over my shoulder. Dude, and then, like, she literally drooled on me. Like, she was, like, on my shoulder, and then next, you know, I'm like, I looked up because I thought something dripped on me. It's her mouth.
Ew!
Yeah, like a waterfall was coming out of her mouth on my shoulder. I'm like, what the heck is going on? That's how, like, gone she was. Like, she was gone. So I'm, like, sitting there, and I got this weird girl drooling on me. I can, you know, she can barely stand. Her eyes are rolling in the back of her head. I'm like, this girl needs, like, an exorcism or a medical test, you know? So, you know, I'm like, I gotta, you know, like, I did what I supposed to do. I brought her to the medical tent because she was gone. Like, I...
Yeah, you sound like you did the right thing.
Yeah, she sounds like she might have been having some problems.
Yeah, she was definitely... I didn't want to be responsible for any of that. Like, I'm just a complete stranger. She's a complete stranger to me. I'm a complete stranger to her. Last thing I want is someone say, oh, that's the guy who was with that girl who was, you know, shouldn't be walking, you know? So I brought her over to the medical tent. I left her with the doctors, and I definitely never said she was hot, you know?
Then what did you say? What did you say to her?
I said she was a hot mess, but not hot, you know? She was gone.
Xander, do you, like, does this sound right to you?
No. Why are you acting so different? This is so messed up.
Well, I mean, just trying to tell you what happened. I mean, and what, like, what are you even telling your parents? I mean, you told your parents about a guy you met for 15 minutes at a concert. I mean, you were gone. Like, you were gone. Like, you got dropped off at...
Why are you trying to embarrass me like this in front of all these people?
You called the radio station looking for me. Telling you, I'm just, honestly, you know what? I'm glad you called the radio station looking for me because I was actually worried about you because the position you were, the situation, the whatever you were in, I left that concert thinking, what the hell was that?
Xander?
And I was like, oh my God, that's a great guy, but I'm obviously wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am.
Xander, do you think it's possible that what he's saying is true? Like, maybe you were just really drunk or something and you just remembered it differently?
Because I've had that experience before. You know, I've had a night out and I'm like, oh, that's what I did. Interesting.
But, like, he was so nice that night and now he's just a jerk.
You just, the thing is, you can say what you want, but I'm not the one that's acting different. You're just finally sober now and can kind of get a grasp of what happened. Like, I'm exactly who I was before. You just mentally weren't there to meet me.
All right, Jake. I mean, I think she's pretty heartbroken about it.
Yeah,
so
maybe we could just lay off for a little bit. It seems like, obviously, we have different views of what happened at Snake Pit, and that's definitely different views.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe we can have a couple doctors call in to verify the story if she really wants.
All right.
All right, Jake, we get it. You think she's a little bit crazy, dude. Like, just, I'm not going to hang up on her, but, I mean, I do feel kind of bad here for Xandra because it sounds like you might have been a little too drunk, or I don't know if you smoked or ingested anything, but you just apparently remember things a little bit differently than what happened with Jake.
Yeah, don't, like, you know, don't just chalk this up as a loss. Move on. You're going to be fine. Like, God knows I've had my fair share of dating woes, so this is nothing, Xander. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, you ever drool on anyone, Alex?
I never have drooled on anybody.
No, but I think we all kind of...
drool on anybody. He's just being disgusting.
I feel really bad for Xander this morning. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right, girl. But hey, look, at least he called in. I mean, he didn't have to do that. So, I mean, you got your closure. Not a lot of people get closure, so there's that.
I just feel so disappointed. I really thought he'd react differently, but thank you. I really appreciate your help, and thank you for being nice about it and not a jerk like him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If we could, hold on, last-minute audible, right? Audible, as I say it, last-minute change of plans or an idea here, however you say that. What if we did this for you guys? You guys heard about 400 Fest?
Yeah.
Yeah, like with the Chainsmokers and DNCE and just tons of other great artists. Maybe we have you guys get a pair of tickets and you try this again.
I don't think so. He's so mean.
How about we do this, Xander? How about we give you a pair of tickets so that you can just take a girlfriend, okay?
Oh, my God. Yes, I would love that.
There we go.
We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets.
Throw in a bib so that way I can keep my shirt dry, and I'll think about it.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
Well, actually, you know what? Let me change this up. I need to get the proper music involved for this situation. I got nothing but respect for law enforcement. Men and women serve and protect. You bust your butt. You don't get paid enough. And you put your life on the line every single day. So I like you guys, but I don't know if I should do something involving the cops. I don't know if I should narc on my cousin. My nephew. My family's so screwy. He is technically my nephew, yes. Younger kid, and here's why. I was on Instagram, and I got a follow, because you can, you know, it says suggestions to follow somebody, and It was actually my nephew. I'm like, oh, okay, kind of young to be on social media. I think he's like 11 or so, 10 or 11.
Wow, that is young.
But I'm like, I'll hop on there, you know, kind of cool, and it'd be nice to see what's going on, because they're in Michigan where I'm from. So I do that, and I click on it, and I'm like, that's interesting, because I'm no angel, but like I think I've smoked weed 3 times in my life. It doesn't do it for me. If I do anything, I drink alcohol occasionally.
Okay.
But like I'm not really into drugs. But if you want to smoke, I'm all about you doing you.
Wait, so this 11-year-old kid was smoking weed on his Instagram?
That's what I think I saw.
Well, show me. Describe it.
Okay, what you see, Alex, right there, if you click on it, the first photo right there is that there's an actual thing, and it looks to me like it's a thing of, like, weed. Like, he said...
What do you mean, a thing of weed?
Like, the picture right there, you see right there,
it
looks like he's got, like, a circle, like a bowl or something like that, and that picture you see right there, and it looks like he says, what did he say in that cap? She says, about to turn up with this loud.
An 11-year-old kid? I mean, what are his parents like? Are they kind of, like, non-present parents? Like, are they not very disciplinary? You know what I mean? Like, does he have... Because those are the types of kids I feel like they're really young. They start smoking and drinking.
I think that they're good parents. They are divorced. And, I mean, that can affect everybody. I'm not saying every kid listening right now or parent listening that has a divorce, like, their kid's instantly going to be, like, smoking a bowl because of that. But, I mean, teens are more likely to try stuff if the house is divided
compared
to together.
But, I mean, do they have strict rules? Or do the parents kind of let him do whatever he wants?
Honestly, Alex, I don't know a lot about their parenting style. So I'm kind of wondering, because he's got all these photos. He's got another one that looks like, this is my ignorance here. It's not a cigarette, but it kind of looks like he's maybe like puffing on a blunt.
Okay, I need to see the picture before I decide if you have to tell the parents.
Here, check this photo out. What do you think right there? So he's right there with his friend, and they're just kind of smoking right there. Do you think that that...
Yeah, that looks really bad.
Does that look real?
Yeah, and the thing is this
kid... I can't share these photos. Normally I would share stuff, but I'm not sharing a minor, especially my own family member.
Okay, here's the thing. Especially because he's only, 11 or so? Like, that could ruin his entire life. Getting into college, things like that. First of all, I completely disagree with letting your kid under, like, 15 or 16 even have social media. And you're not even supposed to. These things are supposed... You're supposed to be 13 or older.
Yeah, but nobody follows that stuff.
Yeah, but that is way too young because of reasons like this. And he does not recognize how that is so damaging to have things on there. And it's completely dangerous if he is, like, smoking pot. How is he getting it?
But I'm... Well... you'd be surprised how kids can get stuff at a young age. My only thing is this, and I'm hoping and praying this is what he's doing. He's emulating. Like, he likes a certain maybe rapper or a song, you know, because a lot of songs, no matter the genre, talk about drugs.
The parents shouldn't be letting him listen to that stuff. There's just so many things. That's why I'm saying you got to figure out what the parenting style is, because if they're the type of parents that are like, I don't care, let him do whatever he wants, then, like, you telling them, they're just going to get mad at you, and, you know, so I don't know what the right decision is.
What do you think, producer MYK? Like, your opinion would be valuable to me on this one.
I mean, he's 11, you said?
I think he's like 10 or 11. He's a very young kid.
Yeah, I think you gotta be a narc, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think if I was the parent in the situation,
I might do it anonymously.
I would want to do that.
But, like, what I'm saying is if the parents are inept to parent their own child, or they know about this and they don't care, then I wouldn't go to them. I would call the local police department anonymously and say, hey, why don't you, or CPS up there, and say anonymously to go check.
I mean, that makes sense.
But I wouldn't go to the parents because it's going to cause family drama, and they may not even do anything anyway and just get mad at you if they're that type of parent.
And this is the part of the family that I talk to. A lot of the family after my dad passed away like 10 years ago, I have no communication with.
Okay, so yeah. Well, if you don't ever talk to them, then you don't want to all of a sudden
No. This is what I'm saying. This is the part of the family that I do talk to.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to screw it up. I'm not trying to be a parent. I'm just concerned that, like, what's going on here?
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
What do I do? Do I narc on my 10 or 11-year-old nephew? I saw on his Instagram, he didn't post for a while, and it had, like, a lot of weed and stuff in there. Like, it looked like he had, like, a bowl. He's like, oh, we're about to turn up with this loud, which
and
I guess
knows,
is slang.
It could be fake. He could be trying to look cool, putting some, like, freaking oregano in, you know, something. I mean, who knows?
Or just grabbing the photo, because he wasn't in that photo. But one photo he was in, it looked like it was, like, a girl or something. It looked like they had, a blunt or something.
Or cigarette.
Right. It could be fake. Maybe he's building his street credit. His street FICO score is going up.
I just need to know, like, for his parents or, like, somebody else, like, do I tell him?
Don't tell. You ain't even don't tell.
I think I need to tell him.
Jasmine said on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, I totally think you should narc. Maybe talk to a cop friend and do a personal Beyond Scared Straight moment.
Side note real quick. This is why I said earlier that I have nothing but respect for law enforcement. A lot of my family are Michigan State Troopers. This happened in Michigan. State troopers, sheriffs. I have a lot of family members that are in law enforcement. So I don't know if I should. I mean, like, they could maybe do a scare straight thing like she suggested. That might be a good idea. I don't want him to get in trouble.
Darlene said you should let the parents know. They could be good parents who just don't realize what he's doing.
317-239-1009. Let's talk to Ashley. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What should I do?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What should I do, Ashley?
I definitely think I kind of agree with what everybody else has been saying. My stepson, he is 9. He'll be 10 in October. And if I found that, I think that the child is too young to be on social media, period.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Two, if you really think it is weed, I would definitely talk to the parents, and I would have your family do, like, a divine come to Jesus talk, because he's still growing. Like, he's in what? Fourth, fifth grade, you know, his brain is still developing. Maybe when he's an adult and he can make adult decisions over the age of 18, maybe that's fine if it's legal in the state that he's in. But he's a child, and for right now, that's not okay. Because if I found out with my stepson, I would be at his mom's door asking her, what is her problem? And have you checked on your child? Like, I probably would not handle the situation very well. I'd probably freak out because he's my world, so...
All right. Well,
this is crazy.
Well, don't freak out if you hear the song in the bedroom, like
smoke weed every day.
Like, wait a minute. Hey, Ashley, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Sean, you're saying that I shouldn't tell. Why is that?
I don't think you should tell law enforcement. I think because that's your family, and family's supposed to help each other out, not try to get someone in trouble with the law. But number one, not only is he smoking weed, he's smoking a high strain of weed, because that's what. Loud means it's the really strong weed.
Okay, so
wouldn't that be expensive? How can an 11-year-old kid afford it?
Well, parents give kids money.
A lot of people buy like 20s or, you know, so you can get whatever amount of money you have. But I think you should maybe talk to his, or maybe you should try to talk to him to just try to give him some guidance. You usually give pretty good advice, but
okay,
definitely don't get him in trouble with the law.
Real quick, hold on. It took me for a while. I thought he blocked me, but I'm going to show this to Alex, the producer. Okay, please don't, and thank you for the call. Please don't say his handle or his name, but look at that, producer MYK, then give it to Alex. I found his Instagram. I thought he blocked me for a second.
Whoa. Here you go, Alex. Check that out.
Those are all the photos.
No freaking. Okay, he has
carefully describe this to people.
Okay, first of all, he has the N-word in his username, an 11-year-old white kid. So that's a problem.
Okay.
Second of all, what do you call, I'm not a weed smoker, so like I don't know the terminology, but he, what is that called? Like a nugget, like of weed? Like he's got a ton, like holding that. Some of these look like they could be taken from Google Images, but he has bottles of alcohol that he's holding.
Do you see the one where it looked like he's smoking a blunt?
He also has a photo of his friend flipping the bird in a sewer with the caption, sewer rats and then new trap house. That's disturbing. what'd you say, Joe?
I think towards the top, there's a thing where it looks like they're smoking. Like him and like a girl or him and a guy or somewhere in there. I scrolled through it a bit because I was like, he hasn't posted in a while. I'm like, okay, that's interesting.
He has a photo of you, of him and your, I don't know who, would that be your sister-in-law or something? If it's your nephew, me and mama. So his mom is on his Instagram.
That doesn't mean she's on there. It just might be a photo post. So this is my point. This is the dilemma. And I can't post these photos, but...
Oh, my God. Wait. This is the this is the best one of all. He is like a photoshopped... it's like a chiseled like bodybuilder body. And then his head photoshopped on the body. And it says hashtag selfie. So that was kind of funny. But everything else, I mean... Oh, wait.
He's a great kid.
Oh, wait. Get those hoes. That's what that one says.
I think he's just emulating a lot of rap music that he likes.
And for sure.
Like, I'm wondering if that's really his stuff. Like, you're saying those chunks of weed or that bit of weed. Like, I'm wondering if that's, like, really his stuff or if that's just, like, a photo he grabbed and uploaded it to Instagram. Because you can put any photo on Instagram.
I'm bewildered. I'm, like, shocked by what I'm seeing on an 11-year-old kid's Instagram. Shocked.
So do you think I should, what do you think I should do?
I'm looking at the captions of these weed photos. Oh, my gosh. Wait. Okay, so, like, this one of him holding, like a I don't know, like a cluster of weed, whatever you call that, a nugget, I think.
All of our pothead friends are like, you idiot, it's called.
Someone said, you know how we rockin', I got you. And then someone else said, my loud, like it's his weed that he provided. Let's go to this kid's Instagram. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, this is disturbing. But I don't know what you do because you could piss off all your family. They could be in denial saying, my kid would never, I don't care, blah, you know.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. If you could let me know what I should be doing, like what you would do in the situation. Because obviously I got to say something, but I don't know if I go directly to his parents.
He's using the N-word constantly.
Well,
flipping the bird.
That's a whole other thing. You got to understand, like, I myself am white trash. And then my family is a mixture of white trash and then whatever you call that.
Andy posted his homework and said, does anyone have the answers to this?
So last night, The Bachelorette was on. A lot of people seem to miss it because I didn't even know it was on until I saw you tweeting about it, Alex.
Neither did producer MYK. Yeah, a lot of people didn't realize it'd be on or they forgot about it or whatever because of Memorial Day. So don't worry, I got you covered. If you don't want to know the spoilers, obviously turn your radio down really quick. But
spoiler alert!
I'm just going to tell you what I think. So last night, the show started off with Rachel doing a group date with Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis and a bunch of guys to
really?
See if guys are husband material. They had to, like diaper a baby, put, you know, a diaper on it, and then they had to go and like do a vacuum thing, a vacuum relay, like vacuuming carpet and, you know, whatever. Things that Alex can't do either. Yeah, things that I can't do, so my husband better know how to do it. No, I'm kidding. But that was really cute, and of course, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are like relationship goals, so obsessed with them. I thought that was a really neat thing. And then what was funny was the Waboom guy.
Oh, I heard the Waboom guy.
Yeah.
I think I saw him this weekend at Snake Pit.
He tried to get Ashton Kutcher to do the Waboom thing, and his face was like, why? Why are you? Why do you even do it? Like, it was so, and he wouldn't do it, and it was the most awkward, cringeworthy. It was so cringeworthy.
He
like, Ashton was
it.
Just so disturbed by him, and that was fantastic.
Should have got Mila to do it.
Yeah, here's what's crazy. Waboom guy won the challenge, though.
Him.
Yeah, then there was another group date where a bunch of guys had to do like a basketball game with, what's that guy? What's that famous basketball player? Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar?
Yeah, he showed up, so the guys were super excited about that. They did a little basketball game, and then they had like a bunch of people from the city come in to watch the game with her, and one of them stuck around. It ended up being DeMario's ex-girlfriend, or current girlfriend, we found out. She showed up to tell Rachel what was what.
You thought you could walk on with an engagement ring in your pocket and tell this girl you were ready to wife her when you were in my bed weeks before. You were texting me. You think that you're out of this? I have a full-on paper trail.
Psycho.
No. Wait.
I met her many, many times ago. And
what
I stopped
mean,
talking to
what
her.
What do you mean many times ago?
I'd
love to hear this. Please, go on your spiel.
I met her a long time ago. I mean, can you and I talk? Like, there's, like, cameras and stuff.
No,
like, some personal
see, that's
life
not how
stuff.
It works. When you try to screw this many people.
But here's my thing.
This is personal life stuff. Like,
and,
I'm not...
But
yeah.
You're right. This is personal
Correct.
Life.
Yeah.
And I
to
am putting
someone,
my...
To think that you're in a serious relationship for 7 months.
So, wait. Like, he was already in a relationship?
Yeah, like he had a girlfriend and then was like, hey, I'm going on vacation or something, and then like freaking left to do the show.
So wait, the producers or somebody had to set this up, right, for her to magically be there?
Of course, yes. Yeah, I mean, they were like, do you want to come on the show? And she's like, yeah. I mean, you should have seen this girl. She was trashy.
Was she like hot trashy though? Like hot white trash?
No.
Oh.
She was gross. But
man,
he got kicked
out.
Man,
you think you're gonna cheat on me? Oh,
so,
hell no.
Rachel telling DeMario off was gold.
I'm not here to be played. Right. I'm not here to be made a joke of, which is what I feel like you're doing right now with me. So I'm really gonna need you to get the out.
Oh.
I don't like being embarrassed. Like, I can't even look at you right now.
Dang.
Epic. Damn. Everybody was like so on fire for that. But that was a big, big moment. Probably the biggest moment. And then my favorite thing that happened was Rachel did a one-on-one date. Well, it was a two-on-one with Peter. And it was her and her dog, Copper, and Peter. And they went to this thing called Barkfest in L.A. It's adorable. You know I'm not a dog person, but I was like, this is the cutest day ever.
What do you do at Barkfest?
Barkfest is like this thing. I guess they're like the people with BarkBox. Like, it's like... What is that thing called? Birchbox. It's like Birchbox for girls that get their makeup once a month.
Oh, it's just like dog treats?
But it's dog stuff, yeah. And so they put on this festival. It's like pools. There's a pool for dogs and a pool for humans. And then they have like a professional photo shoot set up for your dogs. They dress them up in little outfits and take pit photos.
I think it's a little extreme.
Oh, it was
a little
really
bit
cute.
Too much.
It was so cute. And so Peter and her and Copper hung out. And then they had a dinner date. And they ended up discussing on the date. I don't have audio of it, but it was fantastic. The whole time that they were on this date, I was like, please talk about your teeth gaps. Please talk about your teeth gaps, because they both have a tooth gap.
Like a Michael Strahan, like
yes.
Big old gap
both
you can
of
park
them
a
do.
Truck in between.
Both of them do. And, you know, Rachel has never said, at least that's aired, she's never said why she's kept her gap and didn't get braces, which I think a lot of people wonder. And so he brought it up on their dinner, and he was like, why? He said, you know, why did you decide to keep yours? Because I didn't even know. He's like, no one ever brought it to me as an option that I could get braces. He was like, so I just kept it. And he's like, it's a generational thing. Like, everyone in my family on my dad's side has a tooth gap. Every single person, like going down the line, has this front tooth gap. And I just thought, you know, it's part of our family. I'm not going to change it. And then Rachel said, yeah. So I did have an orthodontist say, would you like to get braces? And I said, well, is there any reason I shouldn't? And he said, well, I think it really adds a lot of character to your face. I think it's cute. And I think it makes you different. And so she said, ever since her orthodontist told her that when she was little, she never wanted to change it. She's like, nope, I'm good. I'm going to keep my gap then because it gives me character. And I thought that was so awesome. And they were so perfect together. And what was interesting about Peter was he was just a breath of fresh air. He wasn't arrogant or cocky or seemed to be there for the wrong reasons. He was just a normal, hot guy. And I was like, it has been so long in the Bachelor franchise since we've had someone that wasn't trying to push tummy tea on The Bachelor or on Instagram from being on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
What is tummy tea?
Just, you know, all that crap that they sell on Instagram or whatever, like teeth whiteners and all that stuff. Like, he just doesn't seem like he's there to just get famous to become an Instagram model or whatever. Like, he seems legit. And so he's my pick for her. And that's kind of my...
Like, you think that's who it's going to be long term?
Yeah, like, I think
wow.
that I immediately was like, he's perfect for her. So.
All right, cool. Well, you can let us know who you think it might be. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Maybe I can get into it. I'm not too far behind.